When Jamal claimed asylum in the UK 6 years ago, he chose to settle in Belfast.
Actually, I was considering the idea of going to England when I came here the first day in 2020, the 1st of Jan. I thought it's more safe for my family.
He's from Sudan, a lawyer by training. He fled the Sudanese civil war in 2020 with his wife and 4 children.
I'm a father of 4 kids, two daughters and 2 sons. I never regretted staying here in Belfast.
He's clearly very proud of the life he's built here.
My daughter graduated from Queen's University. I'm practicing law now. My son graduated from Ulster as an engineer. My youngest daughter is in year 10 in a grammar school, which is a very high class, you know. She's doing really great. My son is admitted to Ulster University Civil Engineering this year.
Wow, you've got 4 clever children.
So we achieved success.
But after what's happened in Belfast this week, everything feels different. So different, in fact, that he didn't want us to share his real name.
Actually, we were shocked when we heard the news. The incident wasn't far away from my house. It was more than half a mile.
So this is where the man was attacked, was near your house?
Yeah, and I expected the unrest. I expected the reaction, to be honest.
Why?
Because the video was really provocating. I personally got very, very, very angry.
On Tuesday evening, Jamal was in his office when his wife called in a panic.
I received a phone from my wife telling me that things are not okay. We are getting under some kind of threat. So please come back home. From that time, we just went to the mall near our house and collect some foods because no one knew how long this will be going on. Actually, our area, because it was the scene of the crime, things is not okay. Many of my friends here attacked by those guys and had their cars set on fire, their houses were set on fire, windows glasses broken.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, really.
So when you returned home to your wife and your 4 children, what was it like at home? Did you lock yourself in?
Yeah. To be honest, I locked the doors and made sure that every door is locked and people keep away from windows and from main doors. So we kept just in one room and did my best to support my because I have a daughter, as I told you, she's 13 years. She got panicked by this.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
So the unrest went on into the night. Were you able to get any sleep that night, you
no,
and your family?
The first night, no.
And did you explain to your daughter what was going on?
Yeah. I told her that, as usual, this will end soon. Don't worry. We are here. Our police is here. So don't worry. Yeah, just you will be safe. She continued telling me that, Dad, please, let us leave this country.
So what are you going to do?
We are considering the idea of leaving the region. No black and white plan. But initially we will move to England. From there we can leave the country. We don't know what comes next.
How does it feel for you seriously having to think about leaving Belfast?
You know, when you spend years in a place, you belong to it in a way or another. You'll be part of it. We had a really deep friendship and relationship with the locals and other communities. We felt through the 6 years, we belonged here and we start to build our life here. Unfortunately, we are not ready, of course, to sacrifice our lives. We fled Sudan and the atrocities committed, you must all know about it. This is why we are here. And now we are back to square one. In a different way, of course, in a different way. But we are under threat, life threat.
that's all for today. My thanks to Hannah El-Othman, to Samaya, to Stella, to Pastor Jack, and to Jamal. If you appreciated this episode, then perhaps you'd consider leaving us a review. We always enjoy hearing what you think of the show, and it also helps other people to find us. This episode was produced by Saskia Collette and Guy Zaffman, and presented by me, Helen Pidd. Sound design was by Ross Burns, and the executive producer was Sammy Kent. We'll be back in your feeds this afternoon with the latest.
This is The Guardian.